It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Jets had no shot last night, right? Yeah, you're still up 16 points. I could get a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
Well,
we've seen weirder things happen.
And so now, without
Ricky Pearsall, and without Jacob Cowing having the reps as a starter, who are you going to go to? You got to keep Deebo on the field. Brandon Ayuk's not ready to roll and take on the full allotment of snaps. He's not there yet. He's got to build his endurance.
I think we're talking about running our running backs in between the tackles.
No, I hear that, but where else are you going to run? You're going to run outside? You can get outside, too.
No, what I'm saying is you need to have guys on the roster, on the active roster, who you trust then. I think that's the point. There is something to be said for, like, a lot of people that, like myself, that were clamoring to see a little bit of Jordan Mason last year. We feel a little validated, and maybe he wasn't ready. You know, I'll grant Kyle Shanahan that. Maybe he wasn't. He didn't earn it for X, Y, and Z reasons. Also, like, I understand that. But there is something to be said for it's a long season, and you're going to have to trust somebody else to be able to run the ball at some point. And when you're up multiple scores, you're up 13 at this point, it's 4th-and-1, you kick the field goal. Now you're still only up 2 8-point scores, right? Meaning a touchdown and a two-point conversion. I would have probably have gone for it. I understand why you kicked the field goal, but to me, being up 13, being up 16 is almost the same. I would have gone for it on 4th-and-1 and gone for it there. That's one area more than the backups. And that one was a little head scratchy.
But you know what?
But I'm nitpicking.
You know what though? They trust their defense. The Jets were doing nothing offensively. You trust your defense, and you say, are they really going to score 2 touchdowns and convert 2 two-point conversions against us? Probably not. Now, when it comes to running the ball last year, McCaffrey doesn't like to leave the field. He doesn't like to leave the field.
Yeah, but
he's an Iron Man.
Seatbelts are there for a reason.
Yeah, I hear seatbelts. But he could get hurt on the 10th carry. He could get hurt on the 15th carry. The guy doesn't like to leave the field. So when it comes to football and injuries or whatnot, I hear everybody saying, yeah, ease the load up a little bit on Christian McCaffrey. But you were in all the football games last year, so McCaffrey could ill afford to leave the field because you got so many guys and he does so much. Shanahan talks about it. The game plan is always built for damn near Christian McCaffrey. We run our offense through Christian McCaffrey. So I hear you. Now, Jordan Mason's going to get a lot of carries, and you're going to have to really monitor Christian McCaffrey because he has an Achilles injury now. It should have hit spoke to why CMC was inactive.
Just the same stuff that was bothering him all week. There was a little too much today. Game time decision. He came in, just talking to him about it. It was still there. Thought it was going to be smart to keep him out, and glad we did.
Was there a setback, Kyle Shanahan?
No, he didn't have a setback. I mean, it was on and off throughout the week. He was able to practice throughout the week. Just it was always bothering him to a degree. And sometimes it goes away. Sometimes it comes back. And today was bothering him a little too much to where we didn't feel good about it.
All right. Will this injury linger, Kyle Shanahan? Will it linger? Is this something we need to worry about in October, in November, in December? Here's what Shady had to say about that.
Always. I mean, it's been lingering the last few weeks, but it's getting better and better, and hopefully it'll be better next week.
So it's lingering and lingering, and I don't like the fact that the Achilles was popped up onto the injury report.
Who was the third running back suited up last night?
It was Patrick Taylor Jr., Isaac Garrido, and Jordan Mason.
Yeah, because Garrido got some
Garrido
looks.
Played 3 snaps yesterday.
Yeah, he was playing. He was number 31.
Yeah, 31.
He switched.
Patrick Taylor Jr. was 32.
I didn't see him. Did he?
He didn't play.
Okay, I didn't see him on.
He didn't play offense.
Yeah, one of those guys, you're going to have to give him a couple looks. Just to have something else in the bag, just in case.
The name I'm hearing about is Keyshawn Vaughn. Keyshawn Vaughn, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He could be in play. He's on the practice squad right now. He may get elevated next week if Christian McCaffrey cannot go. Keep an eye on Keyshawn Vaughn, as a potential guy to get carries outside of Jordan Mason. Let's get back to the lines. 888-957-9570. Let's get to BPA. BPA, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up?
I think Mason should be in the rotation. He's touched the ball 10 times a game, and that will result in a better version of McCaffrey, who doesn't need to touch the ball 35 times a game, and that's not good for him or for the team. And I think it's kind of obvious. Hopefully Shanahan gets that. Collins, huge upgrade in the middle. Huge upgrade over what they had last year.
Huge.
And Odom cannot be on the field as a safety, right? That'll be, I really, really hope that that's temporary, because he's not a good safety, not a good cover safety, not a good anything, really. And I think that's the only real weak link on their defense is if Odom's on the field. Anyways, have a great day, guys.
Yeah. All right, you too. Let's get to... Let's go to Adam in the city. Adam, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you. Happy victory Tuesday, actually. I just wanted to give credit to Jake Moody. That man won me my fantasy league last night, so appreciate the 26 points. The point I wanted to make, though, is about Jordan Mason. I promise I've been singing this guy's praises since 2022. That first game he came in against New Orleans, he finished off the game with a couple like 7, 10, 8-yard runs. I'm like, this dude runs hard. Ends up finishing the year with 250 and 6 per average. Last year, got a little bit more, you know, reps. He showed his flashes, but it was still like, you know, you obviously have to use a player like CMC with how good he is. But after what we saw last night, I'm so happy for him. I think Shanahan has his first 1-2 true running back punch since Atlanta with Freeman and Coleman. It's just, you got to find a way to get this guy in, because it makes the Niners more physical. It wears on you throughout the game when we keep running the ball like that, and you got a back like Mason running you over. So I hope this is just a good wake-up call that, like, I need to use both running backs to keep CMC fresh and provide that physical football.
Yes, we see it in Detroit with Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They're 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
They're dynamic. Philadelphia, Kenneth Gainwell, I don't think he's a great backup to Saquon Barkley. That's something to look at when it comes to Philly. The Rams, at one point, will deploy Blake Corum. They will get to Blake Corum at some point. You know they will. So having two running backs, yeah, absolutely, it's beneficial.
Well, I think the bigger thing is, and look, when you're in the game, like, oh, you know, CMC's our best option. No doubt. But, like, this is where, as the head coach, you have to zoom out at times, and you have to say, like, all right, I know we're up, let's say, 10 points, 15 points, whatever it is, right? And we're in kind of complete control here. I would love to continue to jam CMC down this other team's throat, but, like, all right, here's where I got to taper off, because it's October, and I need CMC to be fresh. And there are no guarantees either way, but I'm going to try to stay dedicated to, all right, in certain situations, I do need to give Mason this full series here so that come January, I get a better version of both players.
Trust. Trust is the word. Shanahan probably didn't quite trust him.
No.
Maybe there are some fumbles in practice we don't know about. I don't know. But obviously, the trust of Christian McCaffrey, knowing that ball security. Now, I know people are going to say, well, he fumbled the Super Bowl first time. It was Super Bowl, and I get it. But McCaffrey doesn't fumble. And so the trust factor there, maybe Jordan Mason won over some more trust when it came to Kyle Shanahan last night. It's Jordan Mason. Most rushing yards by a player, their first career start in franchise history. Jordan Mason, third all time. 147 last night. Second, Kevin Barlow, 154 against in 2003 against Arizona, and then Carlos Hyde on a Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings back on September the 14th, 2015. We got time to squeeze in one call, so we break. Break?
Well, we got to do the legal first, then we can break.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Listen to 95.7. KGMG, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station.
Are you serious?
Always live on the Free Odyssey app. So we don't read illegals on time on the show. We get people who curse.
There's no we.
Well, you keep talking, so, you know, I can't squeeze the legal in.
You better be careful.
I'm just throwing Shaska under the bus. Sorry.
It's fine.
I'm just railroading here.
I'm not optimistic.
I'm blaming Shaska. I'm blaming the calls, too.
Hold on. Do you guys know it's a $7,800 fine for missing the legal?
What? How much is it?
$7,800.
Damn, it comes out my check.
You want to talk about some outdated stuff? I mean, geez, Louise.
That's another fine.
You know what? Let's just break. Your phone calls. Everybody, stay on hold. We'll get to y'all. That's coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
They still have a stable of backs, but at the same time, it's a, you know, they're very, very good up front. From an efficiency standpoint, they beat us up front, plain and simple.
Hey,
it's Jaime from San Pablo, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yo, Joe, stop interrupting.
What? Wow, that's another one? That's the second one, or is that the same one from yesterday?
God. I want to know what's Sal Licata saying this morning. What's Evan Roberts saying this morning? Because my boy, Jamie, Jets fan, God bless his soul. I feel bad for the man. He's like, dude, Hackett's the worst.
Well,
Sala's the worst. Sala will be a 49er coach in 2 years.
Well, Stugott said it, or he'll be in Miami with Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
Either or. But what's crazy is the Jets. Stugott said something yesterday. We're going to get to all the lines. Everybody's going to get on the line before we end the show. And I see all the calls. I see, man, it's good to have everybody back. Football's back, and the phone lines are buzzing again. But the Jets. Stugott said yesterday, we're so bad that they have to do a 30 for 30 on a unit. Not a team, not a coach. They have to do a 30 for 30 on the defensive line because we've never been great. We've had a little defensive line. We had a little bit of linebacker play. We had Revis Island for a second. We had LT for a little bit. Sanchez, whatever it is. It's the Jets. So that's why when I was driving into the game, I was like, Shasky, in my head, I was thinking, if I had some money, I'd bet right now on the Niners. Well, even with the McCaffrey, then the McCaffrey thing made me pause for a second.
Get off the
hype
the Jets up. What about the opponent?
What do we got? What do we got to do something to hype it up? You want to talk IU Conan to hold out to Trent Williams
in
again?
In the words of Sean Connery, you can't take both sides.
Hey, listen.
Jets would still be a good, really good team.
Yeah, they still might.
I know they're last in their division, but everyone, like the Patriots, no one saw them winning. Like that defense, I still think is really good. It just speaks to how good that Niners offense was.
But you know, you got to hype it. I mean, I'm the guy who got everybody hyped up for Chauncey Billups Day. You got to win for Chauncey Billups.
No one
and the
was hyped
hey,
up for
hey,
that.
But then in the third quarter, y'all was texting, damn, Bonte, Portland's up 8. Warriors are in trouble. Win one for Chauncey. Remember, that became a game.
I think it was
that
more of an indictment on how bad the Warriors were.
I think next week the Vikings are saying they're going to win one for JJ.
I'm letting you know right now.
Trap game.
We are smoking the Vikings.
Okay.
Trap game for Sam Darnold. You think Sam Darnold is confusing this defense? Okay.
I remember last year the conversation was Kirk Cousins was going to get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
lock of the century.
Okay. Wow,
the Niners
was the Vikings by Niners would beat the Vikings by 20. That's what you said.
2 touchdown victory, Niners. Lock it up.
Not 20.
You said 20 yesterday.
You said 20 yesterday.
Well, today I'm feeling like 2 touchdowns.
Darnold's
got you.
Shasky, it's Tuesday. Walk it back. Wednesday's tomorrow.
Gentlemen. Lock of the century. Because you know why? They're going to be up so big, Darnold will get one of those garbage Jaden Daniels touchdowns. Those end of the game.
Lock of the century, but I'm moving the goalposts.
Sam Darnold. He's so funny.
Just say it out loud. Sam Darnold's going to stay close to the Niners.
The Niners are winning the game.
It's not going to happen.
They better win the game against
The line's open. Do you guys know what it is already?
6.
Or no? Oh, well, there you go. Well, that ruined that.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Is that just a guess?
Niners favored by 6?
I know things.
Oh, so no, you looked it up.
Yeah, he looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked it up. He looked it up. For
sure. Niners are 6-point favorites on the road.
I drove in and thought, Monday Night Football, the Jets are really going to beat the Niners. Then I'm down there for the pregame festivities. The Jets ain't winning this game.
Did you taste the grass and you knew that?
I did taste the grass. I almost tasted the grass. There's too many people watching. There's too many people down there. I wanted to eat grass, but I didn't want to, you know, I like to eat grass and just kind of walk. Like when I go to training camp, I'm going on little walks.
You didn't eat any grass.
You take the grass and you toss it up and you see where the wind is blowing. You know how they do that on football field?
Yeah, that's what you do in the outfield, too.
You do that in the outfield of baseball. Yeah. So I like to do that, toss the grass up, see where the wind is blowing it in. Okay, yeah, it's edible. It's ready to roll.
What you do. You toss the grass up, but you don't toss all the grass up.
The
so you
only
have a few
grass
in your hand, and then you eat it when no one's looking.
The only grass that was in the air was weed. Okay, that's the smell of weed. That's Northern California's finest. That's what it was.
And there was some. And there was a smell of kick ass. So they caught the Fred Warner before the game.
Bring it tight. I need to. Hey, laser focus.
You have a gladiator hyping up his team with gladiator-like music. Whatever that was in the background. I mean, that's goosebumps right there. If I would have saw that before the game, I would have said, you know what? Babe, what's the 401k looking like right now? Let's go ahead and throw that on the 49ers. Fred's not losing that game. We're better than them. We're the best. We're in the business of kicking ass. And Fred Warner had a look in the postgame presser, Shaz, because I was sitting in the postgame presser. He came in early during Purdy, and he was just sitting down. He was looking straight ahead. I'm sitting right in front of me. And then I see him at the podium. And I see him walk off, and I had a little quick small talk with him. Mm. That guy is so locked in, Shasky, that the Super Bowl hangover conversation, it makes me feel foolish that we even had it, that we even addressed it. Because Fred Warner's on his football team. And he's an all-time player, Shasky. He may be the best linebacker when it's all said and done in 49ers franchise history.
I mean,
this guy's flying around left and right, sideline to sideline, and he's on another damn DPLY campaign.
Dave Wilcox, you know, is on the line. But, you know, he just might be.
He's better than Wilcox. I think he's better than Wilcox. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, think about it. We talked about it yesterday. The matchup between Breece Hall and Fred Warner. Fred Warner lives for those moments. He lives to take out a guy. Oh, Breece Hall is drafted number 3 in fantasy football. He's a home run hitter.
If he gets a crease,
he's gone. Well, watch this.
I'm going to embrace him. I mean, Hardy Brown was, I mean, he's literally known for, like, cracking back dudes. Like, this whole tackle that he had was banished. I know this is going back to the 50s, and Joe, you always go to the 50s, but, like, Hardy Brown is a Hall of Famer. Like,
I mean, when it's all said and done, when it's all said and done, Fred Warner may be better than all of them. He's durable. He's sideline to sideline. He's an all-pro. For 3rd straight year, he's basically been, everybody recognizes him as the best linebacker in football. And it's not even a question. Nobody even questioned. Like, when you go quarterback, you go running back, you go all the, there's all these questions. Fred Warner, there's no question. No doubt about it. Yeah, this guy's a monster.
He's ridiculous. And I think he's already equivalent to Patrick Willis. There's just totally different players for different eras. He was made in a lab in terms of being able to stuff the run, run sideline to sideline, cover in space with all of these 3 and 4 wide receiver sets. Like, he's unbelievable. Dude, who doesn't think Fred Warner's great? And at a podium, he's the most presidential dude ever.
Dude, that was a Roman Reigns interest music?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let him play one more time.
I know he's an actor.
Bring it tight!
The way he dropped it, we gonna show these boys that they don't even belong on the same field as us. We're the best. God damn, Fred Warner.
Did that to a Hall of Famer and Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And so now we all think that they're not going to be ready to roll against the Vikings. Come on. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but.
Yeah, let's we'll get to the Vikings. We'll break them down. I want to go back and watch their film against the New York Jets. I know they played Danny Dimes.
This team's on a warpath.
But I believe it. There's the class of the NFC. The NFC runs through San Francisco, folks. I don't care if it was week 1, New York Jets, they settled for 6 field goals and still dropped 32. All right? So are they going to average 30 this year? They scored 32 yesterday, had a C-plus game offensively. They ran the ball down their throats. Passing game was meh, and they still threw for over 200 yards. Against that team, that was one of the best defenses all of football last season. Feel good about this team moving forward, man. Detroit, please. Philly, please.
So you're going to tell guys?
Yeah, I'm doing that, Shasky. Right. I'm doing that. I'm going to be cocky all damn season with this football team.
Sam Darnold.
No. Nobody said Sam Darnold. It's in Minnesota. It's their home opener. They're going to be fired up. It's a road game. 10 in the morning. Short week. Weird things happen. So if it's a little closer, I'm okay with that. But I'm also looking at the 49ers being 3-0 before they host the Patriots at Levi Stadium. Yeah, I'm jumping ahead. I'm being big cocky this morning. This team's loaded. Come on. Jump on board, baby. Jump on board. JC in Sacramento, what's happening?
Hey.
And the offensive line. The offensive line is playing lights out. JC, what's happening?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
I just want to say a couple quick points. The offensive line, great balance. Last year, it was mainly run to the left side. Now we have some right side balance. Now we can do more play action and have more things open available to that right side. That's the balance that I like to see. The defensive line, hey, they were looking pretty stout. They were looking better than I thought they were going to do in that run interior defense. I was impressed by that. The pass rush, we can get that going with some stunts, different things like that. I'm not really too concerned about that. It's just game 1. The only quick little cons that I have is we have to establish a second running back. I don't really need to see Deebo play running back anymore. He's not more explosive or more dynamic, in my opinion, than any running back that you're going to be able to put back there. And if he gets hurt, he had the two shoulder injuries last year. We lose any advantages that we have by putting him in the backfield and getting him on linebacker. So I just don't really need to see him line up at tailback behind a fullback and go up the middle. I just don't really need to see that. Just establish a second running back behind Mason, because 30 touches is a lot of touches. And I get it. That's the Shanahan offense going back to Denver and now with us. There is no Eli. There is no C-Mac. And I believe, honestly, I believe C-Mac is probably going to miss half the season. Because if he sustains an Achilles, his career is in jeopardy with the amount of touches and his age. They're going to hold him off as long as possible. So just establish a second running back. Ayuk, he's going to work his way back. All the guys, get off of Ayuk's case. He was just trying to get his money. We got to let that go. If nobody's mad at C-Mac for fleecing the Niners out of an extra $3 million, knowing he was hurt, then we got to let that whole IU go. You know what I'm saying? But I love what I saw yesterday. Purdy's looking like he's trying to get that $60 million. I love this confidence. He was comfortable. And I'm ready for him to start making audibles and really take command of this offense. I love what I saw. Well, and let's go Niners.
He had two different occasions Saubert lined up improperly. And before he could hike it, he like backed away. And he was like, no, get over here. Get over here. And, like, that's the little stuff that I love from Brock Purdy. That's not going to show up on a stat sheet.
No doubt. And it's week one. There's going to be some sloppiness there. And, you know, lining up wrong, trying to get the formation right, trying to avoid delay game penalties. Had to burn a couple timeouts. They avoided delay game penalty a couple times. So, look, it's week one. They got a lot of things to clean up. There's no doubt.
I love that Shanahan threw that challenge flag on that catch from Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
On the sideline. It was pretty obvious to me that his foot was on the line because I'm looking right down the line there. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't know if he was going to throw it in time or not. And then they said, oh, we have, what was it, like automatic replay? What did they say?
Automatic replay or something.
I had
like
never
that.
Heard that. Like, yeah, he didn't
either.
Even have to challenge it.
Either it was
automated replay. What was that?
Well, they have like the quick one now, where like they can super expedite this whole thing, where you just, instead of going to the booth and doing the whole thing, like you have someone that's already watching it
Thank
in
God.
Real time. Yeah, so they're trying to expedite that process because it is a pain in the ass when it's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
When we saw it 50 times on highlight.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Let's go to Ken in Pennsylvania. Ken, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Ken.
I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm feeling great. I felt like Kittle last night. Run it again. Now, Chasky, real quick, be careful about these Vikings. They haven't won there since 92. I just want to remind you of that. Bad juju. And then here's my last point.
It means we're due.
I called you guys yesterday, and I said I want to see Purdy start on the right foot and see how this offense looks. And you guys talked about it over the summer, that you want to see what he almost looks like without these weapons so he can start proving the doubters wrong.
Yep.
And he did it last night without CMC. Mm-hmm. I am so freaking happy with how that happened last night.
You know what is refreshing? Ken, good call. It is refreshing to know that I don't have to question the quarterback anymore. Like, that's done. Brock Purdy's the guy. He's the guy for this offense. He's the guy for this head coach. He's the guy for this group. He's our quarterback. And so last week when you asked him, what's a franchise quarterback? Is he a franchise quarterback? You know what? For this franchise, he is the quarterback. He's the guy to lead this team to the Super Bowl. He's the guy who has commanded this offense, and he looks so calm and composed. He has mastered this, baby. I think the best is yet to come for Brock Purdy. I really like where he's at mentally, physically. I like where he's at playing the quarterback position.
So they were marching toward me. I guess am I the south end zone? Is that the south? Opposite of
that is south
parking lot. Okay, so they're marching toward the south end zone. So on my side, they're going to the right. He's going to his left. He spins out, and there's really nowhere to throw the ball. And I'm like, just get down. And he just dropped, and he just fell to the ground. And he was like, it's like, I think last year he tries to spin and make a move and try to throw it downfield and do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, dude, just that play is dead. Eat it. and just live to fight another day.
Yep.
Those are the little things, the areas of growth that we were all looking for. And I think that like his game management, like, oh, game manager. No, that was a game management play because you just, all right, this play's dead. Let's eat it. I'm not going to get any yards here. If I throw it away, it might get picked or whatever. Just go down. Like, those are the little things I love. I want to see him, though, use his legs a little more. I'm not saying we're running him like he's Josh Allen or Lamar, but there were a couple times where he had a lot of grass in front of him, and it's like, hey, Purdy, dude, you do have great legs. Yeah, just use those a little.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. I do believe he'll do that a little bit more. And extending plays is just what he does. He does it very well at a high level, so Purdy's fine, man. Purdy played really well yesterday. Really happy with where he's at offensively. Again, they scored 32 points, and they don't score in the red zone whatsoever. 2 of 5 in the red zone. They have to settle for 6 field goals, but another conversation is a conversation we don't have, and we don't have the conversation about this particular position. That means this position is playing well. It's like referees. If we're not talking about the officials or the refs, that means they had a good day at the office.
Oh, I did not
Offensive line. If we're not talking much about them other than crediting them, like if we're not talking about them for the most part, means they had a good day. Well, Jake Moody, we haven't talked about the kicker position in a very long time. We know he missed the PAT 6 of 6 yesterday with no doubters. No doubters. Jake Moody, you got Wisnowski and you got Jake Moody. You don't have to worry about the kicking positions for the next 5 years.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Still thinking about Presley Harvin IV, yeah, well, or whatever his name is.
He had a really good day yesterday.
No, he did. You were talking about the officials. There was one drive. I swear to God they were looking for things to throw flags on that entire drive. They were trying to keep the Jets in that game. That's what it felt like to me. I'm not trying to say there was a conspiracy theory against the Niners. I'm saying it was like they were going out of their way to try to find something to negate that drive. It was ridiculous. They scored like 3 straight touchdowns. They're like, nope, we're going to call this back. And then even on the swing pass, which was clearly a lateral or whatever, it was behind the line of scrimmage and Juice is blocking prematurely. It was so obvious to see. And then they're like, oh, you know, offensive pass interference. Thank God they pulled that one back. That entire drive was driving me crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's week one for the officials as well. It's week one. I thought the holding on Deebo Samuel was a little tiki tack where he just basically punked Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner was not going to get off that block, in my opinion. He just doesn't want to tackle. He's a good cover corner. But in a game like this, physicality, physical football, I look around and say, oh, he doesn't want to hit. It's too physical for him. And some guys are built differently. George Kittle's built for a game like yesterday. Fred Warner's built for a game like yesterday. It just got a lot of dudes on that side of the football. They're not built for games like that. Offensive line was a little soft. They weren't running the ball, blowing holes open. They were a step slow all the way around. And they had a great training camp, according to the sources, that the Jets were humming and firing all cylinders in training camp.
According to sources.
They got whipped yesterday. Wow, they got whipped.
The energy in the building was incredible yesterday. The vibes were immaculate.
The vibes with Brandon Ayuk. You want to listen to this full game press before we take the calls? Listen to Brandon Ayuk after the game. Now, a lot of people are down on him because he dropped the pass. We heard from Peyton Manning on the Manning cast. He was not happy about it. Well, I thought it was very interesting on the drive home. Brandon Ayuk was a man of very few words here. I want you to listen to this. It's about a minute 50 long. Minute 50.
I'm ready.
How would you assess how that one went tonight for you guys?
What'd you say?
How would you assess just overall how that one went for you and the team?
It was a good win. Real good win.
What can you say about what Jordan Mason did tonight?
He did a great job. He was running real hard, as he's been, and showed tonight.
How much did you want that touchdown catch back in the end zone by Brock? It looked like a dime.
It was a dime. Sick.
Get him next week?
For sure.
Overall, how did you feel physically and, I guess, any rust at all?
I felt good.
Brandon, running out onto the field, hearing your name called, knowing that you were still playing at Levi Stadium as a Niner, what went through your head during that moment?
I was just super excited. ready to play.
Did you feel that from a cohesiveness you guys had that offensively, was it still kind of a feeling out process at all for you guys?
In terms of what?
Just I guess from a rhythm standpoint or anything like that, what you guys wanted to put on tape or on the field there?
No, I think the offense did a great job.
How did you guys know that CMC wasn't going to play?
I just found out.
Part of the game?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, how much has that changed the game plan when McCaffrey was ruled out that Mason's going to step up? Did you have any words of encouragement going into the game that teams are capable of taking that back?
No, he's a great running back. He's stepped in and done great multiple times before, so same thing.
Brandon, do you feel like Debo Samuel's performance was like 2021 all over again?
I don't know what that means, but he had a great game today.
And that's your post-game Brandon Ayuk presser. I'll say, with all the short answers, I'm not really surprised because there's a lot of things said about B.A. during the hold-in, a lot of smoke thrown his way. Now, he admittedly said, look, I dragged this on a little too long, and part of this is my fault. But he also probably doesn't forget what people were writing about him and some of the names he was being called. So maybe that's his way of saying, you know what? You guys said what you said. Well, I'm going to give you five-word answers.
Yeah,
It's not the best look at their game, but the tone I got was, this team's just not satisfied with a 32-19 win.
I didn't have deep thoughts on his responses other than he's just being brief. You know, we all have good and bad days. Yeah. You know, last Friday was a bad day for me.
Was it?
Yeah, well, I was stepping all over you. You know,
I don't remember that.
And, you know, I've had better days. You know when you walk out of the studio and you have a good day and a bad day. And I think yesterday, whether at the podium for him, it wasn't a great day. And that's okay. And we move on. Right. We're on to Minnesota.
That was BA.
I don't have any like major thoughts about Ayuk and how he feels about the team, the fans. I get where you're coming from.
I listened to it yesterday. I was like, oh, interesting. And I'm not going to make a big deal about it, but it's something I'm going to bookmark.
Okay.
Because all the things that people were saying about him, you know, questioning his maturity, his attitude, and all this stuff. So it was a lot of things written, and maybe BA hasn't forgotten about
that. Well, here's what I would say to Brandon Ayuk. If those things are true, I would say none of that matters. Just focus on what you can control. And the controllables are your play, your conditioning, getting back up to speed, because you have been out a little. And all of the noise and all the other stuff is irrelevant if you just ball out.
Yeah, and he'll try to ball out there. He had a solid game in his first game back. Played 62% of the snaps. He'll get his snaps bumped up, of course, against Minnesota. All right, let's go to Rat-a-tat-tat here. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. Nick in Berkeley. I know you're fired up right now. Nick in Berkeley, you there?
So fired up, he's gone.
Paul didn't even get started. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. That's where you can contact them right now. Contact them, Nick. In Arizona.
He was like breathing such hot fire, it melted his phone.
He's at work, probably. Ryan in Arizona, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to say, man, how about Pancake Pooney, man? Just pancaking Jets all over that field.
Pancake Pooney?
Right by the line? Yeah.
I kind of like that. I don't know if I call him that, Ryan, Pancake Pooney.
Yeah. But I tell you, he was every time I saw the game, there was another Jets player in the medical tent. I'm like, wow, they're just knocking him down right and left. Great game. Great show this morning. Loving every minute of it.
Let's go, Niners.
Thanks. Thank you, Ryan. Let's go to Oriole Cookie in Oakland. Oriole Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what up, man? I just wanted to give a shout-out to the defense. Let's put the early rat on the table. There is a star in every level of that defense, starting with Bosa, Warner. Pick somebody on the secondary. I don't care. We got stars out there. We ready to play. The Jets aren't no easy team on offense. They got a three-headed monster, but we handled them. So the NFC better watch out.
Yeah, look, we don't know what the Jets may become. They were touted as having one of the best defenses last year. There was no doubt they got a lot of names on that defensive side of the football. And, of course, Robert Saleh, who knew the Niners, apparently. Well, sounds like Shanahan knew Saleh a lot more than he knew about his own football team. But they undressed the New York Jets. That game was over early in the third quarter, right at halftime.
Monte.
Done.
Salah's done in New York. Whether it's after 9 or 10 wins this year or after 6, he's done.
Man. Gone. Just like that.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Am I wrong?
Here and do a
you can see where
job.
This is going.
No, we all see where it's going.
I mean, Nathaniel Hackett's sitting on the bench, and Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, dude, whatever. It's like, that was the guy you wanted to go coach Denver because you were going to go to Denver. Right. You brought him in to be your OC, and I didn't see one creative play yesterday. Not one.
They're
best play of the game was the Niners jumping off sides in a perfect dime by Aaron Rodgers over the top on the seam route.
And really, that was a broken play because people stopped playing for a second. It's like, what's going on here?
It was a great throw.
Ryan in San Bernardino. What's happening, Ryan?
Hey, my brothers. How you guys been, man?
We've been good, man.
I'm doing great.
It's a long time, man.
Jordan Mason today. Bonte CMC.
This is my guy, San Bernardino Wolverines. Oh, I'm playing today. I got me about 30 touches today. Believe that.
Hey, man, you guys are superstars. What I wanted to say is that we all know how the faithful travel. We always get so much credit for traveling. But watching the game yesterday from home, the crowd was so loud, bro. I've seen so many situations where I felt like there was a little bit left to be desired. But I feel like all the heartbreak that we've experienced, the crowd arrived officially yesterday, my guy. And also Malik Collins, man. What Baller. The heck? How did we get that guy, bro?
Yep. Stole him.
I'm never spending $25 million on a D-tackle ever again when I can find a Malik Collins just sitting there.
Well, Chris Jones, you spent a $25 million off?
Again, Hall of Famer. All right. Like, there's a difference. If you're not a Hall of Fame guy, and also he's a sack guy, right? He disrupts games. Like, did anyone look? Eric Armstrong's a really good player for this team. You know, really good player.
They didn't miss him yesterday
at all.
Did they miss Kinlaw?
No. Mook Dog. I saw him running off the field.
Yeah, I saw Mook Dog.
He got pushed around.
Pushed around a little bit. Yes, I watched Mook Dog a lot yesterday.
You know who else I saw?
54. Quinton Williams.
No.
Who?
Kyle Harrison was in the building. So was Tristan Beck, one of the Rodgerses. I'm also looking at a picture of Blake Snell.
The Giants?
They were at the Niner game.
Oh, good for them.
What are we doing?
Why are Giants talk for the day?
They should have got a sweet. They should have got
a baseball guys.
I don't know why they wanted to be seen right now.
Well, yeah, that's pretty lame.
I wouldn't be going out in public if I'm a member of the San Francisco Giants right now. Are you kidding me?
Blake Snell was going to try to talk.
Why?
To
who's going to recognize him?
The 49ers. No, to see everybody will extend him.
Trust me, this city knows losers. All right, the city can recognize a loser. And I'm not saying these guys personally are losers, but the team they're losers. The team is terrible. The team is a joke, all right? And I got Bob Melvin out here with Colts talking about, yeah, no disrespect to the people before me, but I'm not sure about our roster construction. What?
I told you, he's going to win this war.
Shut up.
And this is it. Like, yeah, it's going.
Great, the Giants were there in town. Alex Cobb! Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
One guy gets recognized.
Come on, man.
Did you win your fantasy this week?
I won 2 leagues. I beat the most important people.
How many you win?
Four.
Four. That's too many.
Yeah.
Lucas is in 5.
I caught
number 4.
Really, it's 2 of them that I'm really into. This league that I'm in with the LA guys. I didn't know the draft was at 6 o'clock, so it was auto draft.
Here we go.
And I swear to God, I didn't know that. But I did beat Big Dog City on the strength of Breece Hall and Jake Moody, even though my quarterback went down, Jordan Love. So it was always good to beat Big Dog City because those games are personal, and they know it's personal in that league for how they did me in the baseball league.
See, I'll never ever forget like Sauce Gardner?
Oh, he tapped out. He said nothing. He said nothing to the thread, nothing at all. He's quiet on the set, right?
He's down bad right now.
He's down bad right
the
now.
Raiders are 9.5-point dogs.
Then I beat my boy DC, Dave Cohen. What up, baby? I beat you. I threw high score. I threw up over 170. And it shattered Mike Williams because Mike Williams, our boy Mikey Williams from the Olympic Club. Shout out Mikey Williams. If it wasn't for Jake, if it wasn't for overtime and David Montgomery, you wouldn't have high score. I said, dude, it wouldn't have mattered. And then Jake Moody kicks 6 field goals. So Mike Williams, I'm getting a high score this week. Pay me my money, homie. Pay me my money. So I'm feeling good. In the main leagues, my leagues that I power rank, I'm 1-0 in both of them. And that's a good start. It's another good start when we go to Tony in Oakland. Because, Shasky, I don't think you're in the zone right now. I don't think you're in the zone. Tony.
Thank you, Bonte.
Hey, Tony, can you get my guy in the zone? Hey, and I got to say, I was thinking of
you. I can get anyone in the zone.
I know you can, but listen, Tony, you were like this. I was in the zone last week at the U.S. Open, 2 weeks ago, I should say.
Was I not right about Sabalenka?
Hey, Sabalenka, you were absolutely right. You were absolutely right. And I got to see my girl Coco. She wasn't focused. Unforced errors. And Djokovic wasn't moving around well on that knee.
The Niners won. Can we talk about the Niners? Why are we talking tennis?
Get me in there with Coco, and she'll be number one. But until that happens, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Tony, back to the Niners.
This was, okay. So I took the measure of Purdy. That dude is, that we're going to the Super Bowl again. That guy has got it big. I said, as soon as he got married, they're working on the divine within between them. But anyway, so, but what we have to do is we have to plan ahead because we're going to be facing Mahomes, right? And those who are limited in their fourth quarter creativity wit, like Shanahan, should not launch beyond their depths. If we get behind, so what I'm saying, 49er management, if you're listening, Purdy can hold his own. He's a battlefield commander. He'll get it from God within intuitively and know what he should do in those moments. So you got to be able to hand over those reins, Shanahan, because we can't go down in flames again.
Tony, you're so spot on. How about that win, though? Brock Purdy playing well. How about that defense, Tony? Fred Warner. What type of zone is he
everyone,
in?
Everyone, because you know what? They got that Christ leader in the middle of them, Purdy. He gives it to them.
He does. Hey, by the way, Tony, we got so much to come. Sabalenka, I mean, come on. Sinner winning the way he did. Arthur Ashe Stadium. Hey, Tony, listen. Shasky will never know about that zone. That's why he doesn't like tennis. Yeah, he will never know about that zone.
You know, the whole mystery, he's a Catholic, is the throne or the seat of God is when you mirror with it. That's the, you know, the electromagnetic. You know, when you could just get him going, that's mirroring.
Tony, real quick, how do I get Shasky to the zone when it comes to these other sports? Like Arthur Ashe Stadium, U.S. Open, Flushing Meadows, New York, Wimbledon, Roland Garros. I think my boy understands the zone that you need to be in when you're playing at those great venues.
All he has to do, I don't know where he gets, or when he's the coach with those kids. If he can feel it there, you can feel it anywhere. It's the same feel wherever it is.
Tony, you're the best.
Yeah, have a good day, Tony. Do you feel me?
Have a good day, Tony.
In the words of
it's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
One thing for sure is Tony's a huge Brock Purdy fan, Chasky. Huge Brock Purdy fan. Go ahead. Kick off your final thought.
My final thought is football, as the sun is coming down, is incredible. And that stadium, for all of the little things that bug people about it, when you're sitting there and it's the middle of the third quarter and the Niners are marching and the sun just drops below the press box and the lights are on and the beautiful red and gold is on that field, it doesn't get any better. It was perfect sweatshirt weather. You could have wore shorts last night. It was amazing. And there's just something special about a primetime game and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I live for it. I get nostalgic about it. I'll never get old. I'll never get tired of it. I love Monday Night Football, and I loved being there last night. Niner fans, I love you. Just in unison, I'm hugging you right now through the radio.
Love it. Spadoni, what's up?
So, Bonta, you threw a little nugget in our thread last night that I really liked. It was Trent Williams did not allow a single pressure tonight against the Jets on 33 pass-blocking snaps after missing training camp. So, you know what, Trent? If you want to take training camp off next year, I won't complain. You're excused.
Another training camp, and we realize that training camp is just camp, and it has no bearings on the NFL season.
It's only a matter of time before the entire preseason is just completely done away with.
Spadoni, what you got? What you got, Spadoni?
That was the best win of week one. Not even close to me. The Niners is dominating the New York Jets. Better than the Chiefs beating the Ravens. Better than the Eagles beating the Packers. I think that was the most clear-cut dominant victory of the weekend, and they picked up right where they left off. Can they keep it going? I don't see a loss until potentially Kansas City, guys.
Oh, we have to win that one.
Yeah. There you go.
What happens if they lose to Kansas City? Cam, oh, Killer Cam wants to talk. Killer Cam with the Superman hoodie.
Yo, Aaron Rodgers still looks like a deer lost in headlights. So the Niners still dominate him and have taken over his life. You can see it in his eyes.
Damn, taking over his life. Taking over his life.
There was a guy in front of me two rows up. Ayahuasca Man. That was the name on the back of the jersey. I can't unsee him being an ayahuasca head. What?
Banjo Man.
Oh, that guy. So
my final thought is this. My final thought is this. Where's the guy at who predicted that the Niners would score 32 points yesterday and score on seven straight drives. It was close. They scored 32, and they scored on eight consecutive drives yesterday. And three, where the hell is Yoki? Yoki, you called in last week. We'll find a call. Lovman, let's do that. Let's find a call from Yoki last week. Replay it, and we will replay it until he calls back. You don't call this show, talk that talk, and then disappear after your team gets their ass kicked. So, Yoki, I'm looking for you. The streets are looking for you. You need to show your face, sir. We need to hear your voice. Because you got debts to pay, buddy. You got debts to pay. Now, I'm like Vito. You don't pay your debts. There may be a horse head that ends up in your bed, bleeding all over the place.
Vito from Sopranos.
No. Come on, man. Don't go there.
Or a Lannister. Do you always repay your debts like a Lannister?
That was Fast Five.
He does not like that Vito comp.
You guys.
Finish on high.
You know?
He was a good earner.
He was a good earner.
I don't give a damn. He was a clown. At home or on the go, you get to fast internet to all your devices. I know what y'all did wrong. Let me leave out the studio with a bad mood. It'd be hell for everybody tomorrow on a Walking Back Wednesday here on The Roast.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.